Hey everyone, I just wanted to tell you guys, yeah, this is really me. I hope you guys enjoy talking to one another. I'm sorry, I must look terrible, but it's been a long 2 years. I mean, a year of solitary confinement and just a lot of shit. But there's a lot that I want to say. I just don't have the time at the moment to say it. But we'll get the show back running and laugh and joke again. I can't wait. And you guys got me through it. You, and never lose faith in God. God hears you. When you cry out to him in despair, he sends his angels. And he sent all of you. You all know who you are. And I love you all. Thank you so much.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, W Pole Live. We'll talk about W Pole Live then. She do be spitting facts, doe. Then, Pole Webim thread, then, happening, US dollar fucking collapsing, that's the show, that was the finale, that's it, we're gonna talk about that, let's get into it, it's gonna be a great fucking show today, it's gonna be amazing, stick around, because it's gonna be fucking good. First, what do we got here, Necromorph, do they really use cadaver flesh for this? We got deluxe bathrooms, we got the all-gender bathroom open, a tranny hanging themselves in the all-gender bathroom. Hugh. Was that an intentional joke? I sure fucking hope so. EA Games made a huge mistake doing this. There's a rising trend now, where people are starting to call trannies necromorphs. Apparently, it's not just because EA Games shoehorned in the trans bathroom thing, but occasionally cadaver fleshed is used in gender reassignment surgery. Oh, they're actual necromorphs. Holy fucking shit. They are literal necromorphs. I kind of did that in my show. Was I first? Did I do it first? Holy shit. I'm like 10 steps ahead of everybody, and I don't even know it. Incredible. Cool, necromorphs. Maybe this game wasn't as woke as I thought it was gonna be. Cool. I'm cool with that. Awesome. I will play it later. We'll play it. I'll show you how to not give EA a lot of money, but also give the... I'll give them a little money, but not a lot of money, and I'll show you how to do that later. Okay, next thread. She do be spitting facts, though. Mel Garcia says, making sexual content about someone without their consent should be a crime. Deep fakes, fan stories, fan art, secret photos, sharing nudes. All of these are violations of someone's body autonomy. When made without consent, being famous doesn't remove your rights. So grossed out by this. I don't know. I mean, you gotta think, okay. Let's use the logic of someone sees you in the wild, out in public, okay? And you have revealed yourself without a... what are those fucking things called? The... Burka. Fucking burka. There we go. You, unless you're wearing a burka, some random dude sees your visage, and then he starts carving a little statue of your likeness. Is he not allowed to do this? Is he not allowed to carve his own fucking statue of you? He saw you in the wild, now he's carving his own statue. Would you disallow him from making such a thing? Likewise, a software engineer creates a fucking AI, and the AI can recreate your voice almost identically. Shouldn't he be able to thus create a figure of you in your likeness? Shouldn't he be able to? Seems like you should. Your likeness isn't really your own, really. I mean, if you put yourself out there in any way, people, I would say, are innately allowed to take it in some way or form. You're just, you're public, that's what happens. cover yourself up if you don't like it. You were covering yourself up and you made it, you like went out of your way not to show yourself, then, you know, maybe there'd be something to say there. This leaf says there should be a dignity law that makes this similar to defamation. What? What, dude? Defamation. Fuck that. I guess this is sexual content. Sexual. This is sexual content. Is that what makes it cross the line? Is it when it becomes sexual? Is that the gray area turns into black area? No more allowed sexual. You made a lowly sex voice. You're not allowed. Whatever. This thread is huge. There's too much going on. Whatever. I want the show to be short. This show would be under 25 minutes. I guarantee you that. I hope. Paul Webham thread. Oh, this is just sad. This is horrifying. Like 8 things of pure dark cocoa. This is for cooking. This isn't even for eating. This would not be good. This is not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you fat fuck. This is not Charlie. Oh God, you fat fuck. You're just doing this for views. You're just doing this for updudes. This is all for updudes. You're wearing a shirt because this is all for updudes. You can't even catch a marshmallow because you're so fat. So fat you can't even catch a marshmallow. God, poos are so disgusting. Poos are so fucking disgusting. I hate poos. So nasty. So fucking nasty. Poos are so nasty, dude. Everything about them is disgusting. They eat off the ground. They're fucking animals. Fucking sand niggers. Truly disgusting. God. I mean, they're just like, they're the opposite of white. You know, they're the opposite of white. They couldn't create anything if they wanted to. The Aussie shit. The little dildo tank. The little dildo Aussie tank. Yeah, what a joke. It's funny till you're fighting it. And it's shooting bullets at you. Holy fuck, they're like, in India, they're having these people crawl as they shoot bullets near them, like real bullets. Like, oopsie, I hope I don't shoot one of you on accident. Fuck. Is they gonna blow his hand off? Oh my god, he left the lighter. What a fucking idiot. Also, I don't know, man. Be careful pinching fireworks. Holy shit. That's how you lose fingers. You pinch. Do not pinch fireworks. Pinch as little as possible with as few fingers as possible. Try to lose as few fingers as possible. No one's... Hold it with your pinkies so at least you don't lose your index finger. What in the fuck? What in the fuck? What black... What sorcery is this? What fucking sorcery is this? These fucking black magic ants? What the fuck? What witchcraft is this? It's fucking evil. That's pure fucking evil. I would kill them. I would kill them all. Would kill them all and in that evil right there. What Disney princess are you? The fat one, your dog. You Shrek, yes, perfect, yes. Yes, you fat fucking troll. You fat fuck troll, yes, perfect. This nigger makes anti-gravity. This was a really good commercial, actually. The nigger inventing anti-gravity. yeah. And he attached the toast to the cat, yes. Like the cat starts to spin. So great, man. So amazing. What a brilliant nigger. Oh, this ostrich rips its head off. It's pretty great, actually. Like, ripping your own head off. Oof. 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 Fucking oof, ostrich. Fucking oof, bro. That wasn't good, man. Maybe they shouldn't have given him such a small head in comparison to his body. Like, maybe giving that bird its, like, ability to rip its head off with its own body weight isn't such a great idea. Holy fucking gun battle, man. Holy fucking gun battle. Holy fucking gun battle. That dude's dead. That dude's losing a lot of blood, man. You gotta stop the blood loss, man. You're gonna faint from blood loss, you silly goose. You're gonna faint from blood loss. Yep, you're dead. You're dead now. I wonder if that cop's dead. That cop had to have got shot a few times. He got shot right in the fucking neck. Holy crap. Crazy. Fucking good. goose! A fucking goose. Fucking gun shooting bazillions of bullets. How expensive is that? How much does this cost to fire for a minute? Just to fire this for a minute straight, how much would it cost? 100,000? 200,000? How much money does this cost to fire? Crazy. Chick ran into a glass window, and then she ran into a glass window again. She could do it again. Oh, did it again. Come on, they're all glass, you dumb bitch. God, dumb bitch. Burger King, that dude fell, that's funny. Dude got fucked up. This is great. Oh, rock slide. Rogue slide. Cool. Emergency airbag belt. That didn't work right. Oops. Oh no, it worked, kind of. Yeah, that might be good. I don't know. For old people, maybe. These people are doing pasta on the floor. What the fuck? Yuck. Oh, the woman horse. Woman horse. Abnormally good. Please do not touch. Please do not touch. And the bird comes and scares the shit out of him. Nigger alarm. Yeah, hold the firework. That seems smart. What could possibly go wrong? Sort of blasting the bottom out into his face, so he dropped it, and it blasted everybody in the vicinity. God, Pooh's a retarded. What are you doing? You're drowning yourself in French fry. You're drowning yourself in French fries. This is so white. Like, what is this? What is this? Goy slop? Is this America? America. They're all so happy. It's not a joke to them. It's not a joke. They're not even really laughing. The girl in the back laughs a little bit. This girl laughs a little. She laughs. She's laughing. She's Jewish, though. She knows that she's a Jew. See, she's a Jew. She can't. She has to hide her reaction. That Jewish nose, I could tell. Looks like heaven to me. Yeah, I know, Anana. Me too. Delicious fried foods. Holy fuck, that dude. Dude, you got. People don't understand physics, man. People do not understand physics. That car was tumbling so slowly, and that guy got flung out so fast. Like a rag doll. Look, it's turning so slowly. Just boop, dead. What the fuck? Inside of a movie theater, there's fireworks going off. Oops. Oopsie. Oh, this is great. We have a soldier who is missing his left arm and his left leg, and he gets over this wall. And then we got a bunch of women that can't do it. Like a male soldier, like that's the difference. That's the difference, guys. That's the difference. A male soldier without an arm and a leg can do more than a woman soldier with everything she's capable of. That's just facts. Look, that woman's like, how'd he do it? How did the guy with one arm and one leg do it? How did it happen? Yeah, us males are just built different. We're just built different. I hope they're going to burn these pigs alive. Oh, man. I bet you they are squealing. I bet that sounds so horrifying. I bet the sound of this is so horrifying. So purely horrifying. Better with sound, yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine what this sounds like. Pigs make the most obscene squealing noises. If all those pigs were dying, it would be just horrifying to hear. It would be soul-wrenching to hear all those pigs dying, squealing to death. It's pretty fucking horrifying, actually. It's pretty horrifying. It's like a pig death pit. I'm just gonna watch this pig death pit like 3 times, I guess. I don't know. Pig death pit. This dog. Did this dog die? This dog die when this thing explodes? It looks like he did. Did it get a heart attack? I mean, it's probably okay. Probably just got scared. Look, boom. Look it. That dog looks straight up dead. That dog looks dead. That dog died, didn't it? That dog died, right? It looks like the dog died. I hope not, but it looks like it. This chick's wearing a really poofy coat and it gets pulled off by this gate. Man, you're lucky you didn't die, you chink. You could have died easily. Could have died so easily. I mean, that guy slip with water. That's hilarious. I almost threw up. Oh, the big-breasted teacher. He's got to be doing that as a joke. He's got to be doing that so he could sue them or something. This shark comes at this diver. The diver, like, rotates the shark away from him. So crazy. Human ingenuity. Human ingenuity. Are you going to kayak off? I don't know, man. Yeah, you're going backwards right now. That doesn't look right. That doesn't look right, buddy. You look unconscious, bro. You look fucked. No, I don't think that was a good idea. I don't think that was a good idea, bro. I think that was a very bad idea. Dude. Oh, shit, dude. There's just a sidewalk that's fucked up in this area and everyone hits it. That's hilarious. Aw, precious kitten. Aw, scared the precious kitten. He just told us he got a nose job in the 8th grade, and when we were gasping in shock, he's like, guys, it's normal. I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. the Jews. Aggressive mimicry, man. Aggressive fucking mimicry. It's because they're evil. They're evil. That's why they change the way they look. It's a pure evil. Oh, look. A very hot whammon with a roach in her mouth. That's disgusting. I hate roaches. I fucking hate roaches. Roaches are disgusting. Yuck. A pet roach? Yuck. We'll all be dead and the roaches will still be going on. God. So weird. My God. How is that goat still going? That goat is the wind. That goat is the fucking wind. That goat is the wind. That goat is the wind, bro. Dude, he's navigating rocks, bro. He went through rocks and didn't die. Holy fuck. One wrong step and this goat would be dead. Holy fuck, he went through rock. That's crazy. Crazy goat. Can't stop at those speeds. What the fuck? This dude's just throwing rocks at cars. Good job, man. You're gonna kill somebody. Probably gonna get ran over, probably. Oh, another rock at a car. Fuck it, dude. this guy's gonna run him over. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I think I did ran him over. Oh, fuck. Stop throwing rocks at cars. You kill somebody. The dog looks horrified. Yeah, just a, you know, pole webbims. Yep. Nothing too spectacular in here. Nothing I haven't really not seen before. That's a big explosion at nighttime. Nigger stealing. Frying an egg in a wok is the little China man. Cool. Yep. Wow. Little child wok. Cool. Fucking the flip up. Fucking the flip up. You did it too soon, you retarded child. Cool. Making breakfast for his bro. The parents are probably dead. Cool. Oh shit! Oh shit, oh fuck. Oh shit, oh fuck, man. Look at this kid. Just goes flying. Oh shit. Oh shit, oh fuck. Oops. not enough weight, bro, little kid. What's up with this? What is this dude high on? Fuck. Too many drugs. Oh, this guy. Dude, holy fuck. I used to know people that... I knew people that did this kind of shit. Crazy. Here's the dude live streaming his burning to death from a plane crash. Oh my God. Creepy long tongue girl. Creepy long tongue girl. Yeah. Okay, next thread. Next thread. Finale thread. Happening. US dollars fucking collapsing. The Fed has to raise rates or the dollar becomes worthless. Well, they raised rates by 0.25% or whatever. Barely raised it. Guys, look at this. We gotta go look at the Dow Jones today. It's pretty interesting. First, it wasn't showing this graph earlier. It wasn't showing me this graph when I was putting this in earlier. Strange. Why wasn't it showing me the graph? And all these were saying the futures rise, future rise. It ended like 1 point higher. But look at this, guys. Look right here. We need to zoom in. We need to zoom in. Enhance. Enhance. Look at this graph today, man. At 2:30, look at how much it dipped down. Looks like it was about to crash right there. 2:30. And then it just jets straight up vertical. It's vertical before the close. Vertical. Fuck you, stock market. Go suck a nut, you piece of shit. And then we got this guy, Cassandra BC, sell. 7:04 p.m. Sell. That's what he said, and he already deleted it. What does he mean by this? Learn to trade. What do you mean sell? What the fuck? What's going on with the stock market? This dude's a complete joke now. He fell for the ultimate midwit trap of shorting Tesla. Autists get an ego the size of Jupiter whenever they achieve even mild fame. Did anyone catch my buy tweet? Fuck all of you. Just Please crash. Please crash. We're all tired of waiting for the crash. Please come forth, crash. Please, Jesus, mystical God, our Savior, Kaket, Almighty Kaket and Kek, come forth, bring us the weaving threads of chaos in our Mobius strip of life. Please come forth and give us chaos so that we may bring forth order. Thank you. Only through you may we bring chaos. Thanks. Something, something crashed the market worse than 2008. Worse than 2008. Thank you. Thank you. Catch Jesus Christ, Almighty Lord, Savior, goodbye. Amen. Was that blasphemy full enough? That was blasphemy. That was blasphemy, right? Oh well. Most streamed artist on Spotify 2023. Where did Kanye West go? Where did he go? How easily the Jews rip him away from the top charts. How easily he is controlled. Nikki Haley poised to enter 2024 presidential race. Okay, cool. No one cares. This tranny figured out that Japan's based as fuck. Why is gay marriage legal in Japan? Why is Japan so based with traditional values? I don't know. Fascism. White people. Don't know. It's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and it cost lives. Yeah, that'd be nice. If you started admitting you were wrong, that'd be great. Thank you. California banning concealed carry statewide. Yep, fuck California. The worst state in the country. Worst state ever. Pretty terrible. Pretty fucking terrible. That's the show, guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. I guess I didn't really ever go into W Poll Live. Go check out W Poll Live. Poll News Central is leaking to it now. It's like a poll radio station. We have our own fucking radio station. Isn't that fucking cool? Go check it out. Go listen to it. Listen to W Poll Live. It's cool. Poll radio is kind of neat. Old songs and stoof. What else do we got? What else we got to talk about? I guess we could read some comments. Read some comments. Make this into a 40-minute show. A woman just admitted to the problem of women. Yeah, many such cases, Deadeye. Many such cases. It's Dim Pool. It's Dim Fool Pool.
Response to a response.
I can't hear him. I'm running. No! I'm running. When did I start running? No! No! I hate not having two monitors. Fuck. Fuck.
Video in the third person. I'm not responding to the...
You guys can hear it. Why can't I hear it? What the fuck? Maybe if there was power, that would help.
Person who made the video, but I saw this video. I'm not super familiar with At Value Men.
Why would you be, Tim? You're not familiar with anything. You're just talking to a microphone all day, constantly read out fucking news. Why would you be familiar with it?
But shout out. It's this. It starts with this woman saying...
Does he ever not wear the beanie? Does he? You're bald, Tim. We all know you're bald. I can see your little bald spot. Like, you could see his bald indentation on his head where his tumor is. That kind of, like, sticks out above the rest of the... Like, you could see it right here. The way the light hits the beanie and puts the shadows on it. There's a giant bump right here where his flat, bald skull is.
I am absolutely convinced that men don't actually want relationships. And then a woman being like, dude... Women are acting like men. Men.
Women like dude. Women like men. Blah, 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 blah. I can't watch Tim Fool Pool that long. Dead, I am sorry. I'm sure there's a part in there about women admitting to the problem of women or something or whatever, but having Tim Pool talk about that for 11 minutes is going to make me have brain cancer, so I just can't. Sorry. Barlog's Gambit says, Star Trek would be real right now if we didn't have to take care of Africans and other Jewish pets. I don't know. Maybe if we could still have them as slaves, we would have progress. We would, you know, it's that meme of the black guy stopping the white guy from progressing to a space age civilization. It's the nigger stopping us. It's that meme. Stravin says, strongly agree with investing into SpaceX versus government BS crap. They've done more I've been aware of than the government shit that's been done in decades. The reconfigured super rocket that we just did that just flew around the moon or whatever, that was billions and billions and billions of dollars and took forever and barely worked, and SpaceX is doing it 10 times better. And I cannot wait until we get the first actual reentry test for the SpaceX rocket. I mean, we're not even gonna be able to see it, but I'm hoping that SpaceX will give us some video of it, because it's gonna be in the middle of the ocean. They're gonna do it in the middle of the ocean because they're just gonna slam that fucker in the ocean. It's just going to slam in the ocean, but it'd be really cool to see how much of it gets burned up in the atmosphere for the first test. I would really like to see. Too bad we're probably not going to. KC says it's good to hear that Gypsy Crusader will be released. I ran across his material here on Odyssey and it was very entertaining. Okay, hand symbol. Yeah, I love Gypsy Crusader. He's... I love Gypsy. Gypsy's cool. He's very similar to Handsome Truth. If you guys like Handsome Truth, you'll like Gypsy Crusader. He's very, very similar. I think Handsome Truth is probably has more rich connections and is a little smarter than Gypsy. But Gypsy's really been done wrong by the Jews, and he's been really fucking done wrong by niggers, too. So, Gypsy Crusader really hates the kikes and the niggers. Really bad. Legit hates them, and he was... Dude! He was put in solitary confinement for over a year. He was in solitary for over a year, he said. I believe him. Now, was that by choice? Like, did he put himself into solitary confinement so people wouldn't fucking beat him or fight him or some shit? Because he was a white supremacist and all the people in there were like niggers and shit. And he didn't want to get his ass beat because the Jews probably did that. So he purposefully got himself put in solitary. That's crazy, man. That ain't easy. Dude, a year in solitary. That's why he looks so drained and so fucked up, dude. That's why his personality is so fucking gone right now. He's been solitary for a year over a year. Dude, the guy's not the same person that went in there. He needs to recuperate himself and get some of that life energy back into his soul. Oh, we got my awesome channel with multiple things. I'm glad you numbered these because Odyssey's retarded and put them in the wrong order. Thank you, Odyssey comment system. And someone squished you. Someone put squishies. I didn't put squishies. I'll updo you. Even if I don't agree with you, I'll updo you. I'll updo you. Even if I don't agree with you. Here we go. We'll start with one. Respect for checking it out. Yeah, he's a grifter. Looks like a fat Jewlet. And all he talks about is moon landing. But does that make his arguments and analogies automatically wrong? No, it doesn't. It does not make... You're right. It does not make his stuff automatically wrong. It just seemed to me strange how every word that came out of his mouth was in fact wrong. That was the strange part to me. Every word that came out of his mouth was wrong. I wouldn't state that everything in the future that comes out of his mouth is wrong, but everything that I had heard in that video was fucking inaccurate. But let's continue. No need to spurg when his facts or analogies aren't 100% either. Just understand the idea behind them. The idea was stupid. I didn't agree with it. I didn't agree with his idea behind them. I just didn't agree with it. Completely. Sorry. I remember an older documentary where a responsible NASA tech was questioned about blueprints and other tech, and he also said that miraculously those blueprints got lost somehow. This could be incompetence. This could be literal spies from Russia or China stealing our shit. This could be so many different things. This could also just be that tech being retarded and misconstruing something. This could be so many things. It's who knows. If at any time there was a moon landing, how would you even be sure a moon landing happened? NASA computer animations, I guess. You would not even need the hardware, but at least have blueprints so others could evaluate their theoretical viability. And if that shit was so good back then, just remake it all with better manufacturing, metallurgy, etc. Why even improve it? I mean, like right here, dude, you're going into this big long rant like the blueprints were lost. All the blueprints were lost. Like, what blueprints were lost? Like, what exact technology can we not reproduce? Because we can, I don't even understand this argument you're making because we can reproduce everything to go to the moon still. We could go to the moon right now. SpaceX is making the rocket to go to the moon right now. But this is the thing. People, it's not like we're Elon Musk is trying to make fully reusable spaceflight a reality. What is fully reusable spaceflight? It means that you can reuse every piece of the spacecraft, like Boeing 747s. You don't crash the Boeing 747 into the ground every time you take a flight. Okay, that's why it's cheap and accessible. That's what Elon Musk is trying to do. We're going to have the Super Heavy booster and we're going to have the Starship. The Starship's going to sit on top of the Super Heavy booster. The Super Heavy booster is going to take Starship into orbit. Starship's going to sit in orbit. Then they're going to send another Super Heavy booster up there with another Starship. And that Starship's going to refuel the first Starship. And then it's going to go, it's gonna, then it's gonna go to the moon or wherever the fuck it wants to go. It could go anywhere then. So it's not like we lost this technology and we're having to remake these rockets from scratch. It's we're trying to make these rockets better. We're trying to make these rockets so we don't have to blow them up every time we use them, man. So that the only thing we'd get back is a little capsule. Capsule. I just don't understand this blueprint analogy. Like, what blueprints did we lose? What technology have we lost that we can't replicate? I found that video, guys, by the way, of the ancient technology computer thing that I was talking about. I found the video. I'll play it at the end of this video today. It's like 14 minutes long. I'll play it. It's great. So I don't get this blueprint argument. We haven't lost any tech. There's no lost technology. There's nothing we can't reproduce. We could do everything we did back then and better now. This is a weird, strange argument. This guy says you should find tons of investors in the private sector, right? Yet Elon somehow can't even get a rocket off Earth with all that modern super tech. Dude, there are a lot of startup rocket investors. Rocket Lab, right there. Rocket Lab, the Electron rocket. They're 3D printed carbon rockets. And that company almost failed because they, like, four of their launches in a row got all fucked up. And the dude got super fat. The CEO got super fat. So, you know, he was going through some shit, man. I don't know. So there are startups. There are people that are going. And Elon can get rockets off Earth. I mean, it's insane that he landed that Starship on the third try. The third try they landed it. That thing weighs more. That's like landing a skyscraper, dude. Can you land a skyscraper vertical? That's insane, dude. 100 tons of weight. Crazy. He says there's videos of tech saying that with today's tech, we cannot get beyond the Van Allen belt. Who? Where? Link me some of those videos. I'll watch them. I'll rip them apart in my show. Give me those videos. I'll watch them. But, dude, if we... I mean, the probe we sent out that's still sending us radio signals proves that's wrong. I mean, we have that probe that's way out of the far reaches of the intergalactic that just left our... You want to talk about the Van Allen belts? There's like a ring of radiation that goes around our fucking solar system, dude. And that thing just left that ring of radiation. And it went through that radiation and it survived. So, I mean, it kind of fucked it up, but... There's like another ring of radiation that goes around our whole fucking solar system, man. And that thing just went through that one. But yeah, give me some of those videos. I'll rip them apart. I don't know. We can go through the belt, dude. We go through the belt constantly. Our Mars lander that we sent, that went through the belt. The radiation belt survived. You know, we could send electronics and stuff through it. They're hardened electronics. They can go through it. We have hardened chips now, too. We can make hardened computer chips now. My awesome channel. As for hardening... Oh, here we go. Thank you. Here we go. Just a quick search came up with this. TLDR. I don't want a TLDR. I want to look at it. I read the whole article. TLDR. Radiation fucks with everything, including mechanics, and you would use lead, among other things, to harden even electronics. Okay, that was not the TLDR, bro. That was not the TLDR. The TLDR was if a nuclear reactor goes into a fucking meltdown, is there a way that we could use some sort of electronics to reactivate it in the case of a meltdown? And yes, there are. If we can do temporary circuits and stuff to bring them back online. I mean that article wasn't really saying it was. Yeah, radiation fucks with everything, and when you're talking in the terms of a nuclear reactor that is constantly emitting radiation when it's on, and if it goes into meltdown, then it gets stuck in always on. That's what a meltdown is. When a nuclear reactor goes into meltdown, what that means is it's stuck on. The nuclear reactor is stuck on. Chernobyl right now is stuck on. There's like a million tons of concrete on top of Chernobyl right now, and they can't turn it off. It's still on right now. That nuclear reactor is still going. It'll be going for a while, okay? It's stuck on. That's what a meltdown is for in terms of a nuclear reactor. So in that article, when they're talking about it, can electronics withstand being in that environment? Dude, nothing can withstand being in that fucking environment. Nothing. You put anything in that environment, it gets broken down and destroyed. It's that strong of radiation, dude. Nothing would survive that. So, I mean, And then you'd be like, well, yeah, Lou, well, that's what the belts are made out of. Well, dude, you're not, like, sitting in those belts. You're not, like, I would agree with you if we were, like, just sitting in those belts for an extended period of time. But you're going through them for a couple minutes. It's like you're a minute and you're done. You're through the belt, you know, done, radiation gone. Then he says, so shit would have to be heavy as fuck no matter what, because we'd have to be using lead to line it. Good luck if the computer's calculations or corrections of any kind are fucked, or potentially the whole computer melts down, or if the spaceship's mechanics get fucked somehow. And even if the regular planes have triple redundancy, what do you think you would need in a spaceship with way higher radiation than planes? Well, dude, that they do have ridiculous amounts of redundancy in spaceships. That's the whole point. I think you'll really enjoy the video at the end of my show today. It's very interesting, very enlightening, and how they have to like rig it up to get it to work without it being part of the capsule anymore. It's really cool. And they talk about the hardening, and you get to see all the individually wrapped copper wires on the nails and stuff. You get to see all that. Everything I was talking about, you get to see all of it, because I found the fucking video. So you get a little piece of history at the end of the show. It's fucking amazing. And you'll get to see actual smart people talking about smart things. Not that I agree with everything these people say, okay? Because Scott Manley is woke as fuck and he annoys me at times. Okay, but this is them in their environment. This is them in their native environment of space travel. Just fucking enjoy it. This guy says, think of Fukushima, where the robots couldn't even get near the reactor because everything in them melted. Granted, the radiation was probably way higher, but you get my point. I like that you said that, because I do think the radiation in Fukushima is insanely higher than that radiation belt. But I would like to have the actual radiation belt readings. What is the Geiger counter saying when we go through that belt? Like, what is the level of radiation in that area? I would like to know. Like, how bad is it? It says, good luck with radiation in a shitty tinfoil contraption that looks like a child made it in a sandbox. Dude, you know what's funny? Tim Pool in his podcast said that he went to the Fukushima reactor and he was walking around in that Fukushima reactor in that nuclear area. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, what the fuck, Tim? You went to the nuclear reactor? Are you insane? Are you fucking crazy? Why? Do you just want to give yourself cancer? Like, what do you do? Like, there's nothing that can protect you from that. There's nothing that can protect you from that. Like, sure, I mean, you're at that point, you're flirting with probabilities. It's like, I'm going to get a 5% increased chance of cancer if I go near the Fukushima reactor. Well, like, why would you even do that, Tim? But anyways, he's talking in a stupid podcast and he's like, yeah, I went to the Fukushima reactor and I asked the guy, like, how is this cloth going to protect us from the radioactive stuff? And he's like, oh, well, you take it off and then you bundle it up and you throw it in the trash can, and all the radioactive particles are thrown in the trash can and you're all good and you're all safe. And I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck are you talking about, Tim? You take the paper suit off your body and you throw it in the trash can, and the radioactive particles go in the trash can with the suit, the disposable suit. And you're safe now? Okay. I don't think Tim understands how radiation works. Like, yeah, that is kind of right. That's kind of right. But, like, you're going to still get some of that radiation on you. And you're still going to, like, some of it's still going to go through you. And unless you're wearing a fully lead suit, some of it's going to pierce you. I just... Radiation is so weird and fickle because you can't see the damage it does. It hits you. It does probability damage to your DNA. It's like it does shit that you don't notice until 10 to 20 years later when you get cancer, when the cell that the single photon went through that ripped your DNA into shreds, when that DNA has copied itself a million times and now it's fucking your liver all up or whatever. Shit, man, that's what radiation is. That's what radiation poisoning is. And then part 3 of 3, and you said radiation would really fuck a person up. Did any of the space cadets get any real radiation damage? Yes, dude. I mean, every single person that's been into space, dude, has suffered insane physical damage. But all of that data is like top secret. Like, all that data is very top secret. We have so much data on our scientists and what they go through, but the only way you get it is in documentaries or when they think they're talking to leftists or something. And when like, you get little hints and bits and tidbits of it, okay? But they get so fucked up going into space, dude. It fucks your eyes up, it fucks your liver up. It degrades your muscles. You get radiation damage. They just don't like to talk about the radiation stuff. I don't know, man. Just go look at Buzz Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin. It's Buzz Aldrin, isn't it? Whatever, Buzz Armstrong, whatever the fuck his name is. You go look at that dude talk, dude. He's fucking insane. The dude's mentally unstable, okay? His brain melted. You don't need to see a paper to tell that guy's brain ain't what it used to be. That guy ain't operated 100% anymore, okay? You don't need papers and sensors and a doctor to tell you that. Just go listen to him talk. Listen to him before he... Go watch a clip of him before he went into space. And then go watch a clip of him 50 years later and tell me that his brain isn't melted. Tell me that radiation didn't melt that fucker's brain, dude. Or zero gravity or whatever the fuck. His brain is melted. He says the rabbit hole goes way deeper than just the mere technical level, like the spurging out when one of them got interviewed or their downtrodden faces at the initial interview when they came back. All right, because the radiation fried the brain, but also no cancer. Yeah, okay. Well, the excuse that I would use would be when your brain starts to fuck up or when you start to have brain damage, usually what starts to manifest in that is anger. Like if you go look up symptoms for brain damage, one of the key things that is pretty level along all those things is anger issues. You get anger issues. Really bad anger issues when you have brain damage. So it makes sense that he's doing weird things and his mannerisms and the stuff he's doing doesn't make sense because he's fucking brain damaged. But I get what you're saying. And they'd lie about the Geiger readings, but not make up an even bigger, more useful conspiracy for reasons? Astronauts wouldn't even care to die for their mission of radiation, just like elite athletes who would die for being number one even once, so that argument doesn't seem convincing at all either. Well, I don't understand what you mean right here, Awesome Channel. You say astronauts wouldn't even care to die for their mission? Do you mean that they would die for their country? They wouldn't die for their country, because I believe that astronauts would 100% die for their country and risk their life for their country. I mean, that's those guys' life, dude. They get done doing that, and then they go do it on Earth. They get out of space, and they're like, well, I'm done with that. I guess I'll go live at the bottom of the ocean for 9 months in super deep, super concentrated water and see if humans can live in a place where water pressure is a million times more than above ground, and what are the physical dangers of that, and what does everybody go through, and blah, 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 blah. They get done doing the space station, dude. They come back to Earth, and they want more of it. It's like the people that go to war, you know? They go to war, they get back from war. They want to go do more war, even though it's war. They want more war. They want more of that. They want more... They're addicted to that adrenaline that, you know, that's what they do. That's their life. That's them. That's why they got into it in the first place. This dude says, or the tape where you can clearly hear instructions given to them when to answer to questions or to make up for the time delay. Are you talking about when they're in space, dude? Because when they're in space, it's like a whole team of people working together, man. Back on Earth in the command room, there's like 20 people on computers that are all... It's like 50 people in the room and controlling two people that are in space. You know, I mean, it's a team thing. Or are you talking about people giving instructions to Buzz Aldrin and the dude after they had left the space program and now they're doing interviews with news people? Is that what you're talking about? Like, they're getting fed stuff behind the scenes? I believe that. I mean, I think Joe Biden's getting fed stuff in it with an earpiece. Easy. So, I mean, could these guys be getting fed what to say through an earpiece? Sure. I believe they could be, sure. And with their melted brains, I would think they would need to do that because they probably don't even know how to speak correctly anymore. But yeah, I don't know. Then he says the quote moon rocks, unquote, that were given to a museum were just charcoal, by the way. Yeah, I heard that, bro. I heard that. I heard that this museum got moon rocks or something from NASA and they did tests on them and they were like, these are just fucking regular rocks or something. I believe that. Was that just us not wanting to give them real moon rocks, though? You know, was I just like, you know, these are, like, it's pretty hard to get a fucking moon rock. I mean, honestly, how much is a moon rock worth? If you think about it, it's worth like a billions, if not trillions of dollars. I mean, honestly, how much is a moon rock worth? It would have to be like trillions, if not billions of dollars. Really, think about it. How would you get one? You have to create a rocket ship to go to the moon to get a moon rock and bring it back here. It's very rare. It's rarer than gold, rarer than platinum. It's the rarest substance on Earth, probably, a moon rock. So it's not going to be cheap. Ain't going to be cheap. You ain't just going to give it to a fucking museum. So it was probably all propaganda. That's what it was. We didn't give them a real moon rock. We gave them a rock that looked like a moon rock. Oh, well, the normies will never know. That's what that was. Then he finishes off with, SpaceX is not a private company. Private sector and capitalism are fucking memes in the first place. By the way, it's a government military contractor. Black money if you want. Elon's just a figurehead, a pretty talking head. Same true with NASA. Black money laundering hole. I figure the money went into spy satellites at best when it comes to space tech. Okay, look, first off, you're not fully wrong. A lot of that money is going right into space spy satellites, 100%, for the government, for the military. You are right. But it's 100% a private company. It's a 100%. He hasn't even taken it public. So it is a private company Elon owns. It is a government military contractor, but not in the classic sense. They're getting military contracts. And he's a military contractor because he has to be, because it's top, like anything rocketry is top secret. You know, you could put a nuke on it and blow everybody up. So it has to be top secret. It has to be, the government has to control it kind of thing. So I get that. It's inevitably part of the government, deep state. So you're right. I'm not going to argue with you on that one. You're basically right. Whatever. We agree on some things. We disagree on some things. There we go. This might be the best episode yet, Lou. Solid gold, goy, solid gold. Thank you, Daddy's Data Dumper. Thank you. I thought it was pretty awesome, too. I like my show. I hope you guys like it, too. I wanted this show to be 20 minutes. Now it's like fucking 50. Oh, well. That's what happens when I read comments. Gray Archive says that Sibril guy is a fucking idiot. And those shadows converging in the moon photo are actually a proof it wasn't faked. Yeah, they actually proved the opposite from what the fucker was saying. Look up this video. And now I'm not going to look it up. You spent too much time on that retard. Yes, that clone voice shit is the best. Did I spend too much time on the retard? Why? I thought I spent the perfect amount of time on the retard. I loved the amount of time that I spent on him. Thank you very much. Stravin says, The fact Gates stole the thing that made the commie pig so damn wrench, hence powerful, in the eyes of many other twats, only makes it worse. The man's a fucking idiot with thoughts of depopulating the world. With filth like him and others of his ilk ruling what's left. Yeah, now he wants to get rid of the eggs. They don't even hide what they're doing. They just tell us everything they're gonna fucking do. It's not even secret. It's not even fucking secret. Handsome Truth is live streaming. Oh, speaking of Handsome Truth and Gypsy Crusader posted this and I forgot to read it. I would like to thank the brave people at the Goyim Defense League, my brother and dear friend at Handsome Truth, for reaching out to me. We spoke on the phone. Thank you for offering to help me get the show up and running when I can. I look forward to streaming on your website, Goyim TV, I assume. Wow, awesome. Go do a collab show with him once. Gypsy Crusader is going to need some time to get going, though, man. The dude looks drained, physically and mentally. I don't even think the fucker realizes he's free yet. I mean, he did a year of solitary. That's crazy. Dude's probably just mentally fucked right now. Needs to wake up. Dude needs to fucking wake up. Here we go. Casper X. Now there's my boy, you fucking legend. You're a fucking legend, Casper X. You're a fucking legend. Cure for COVID says, I'm not listening to that friend for reviews anymore. for the Last of Us. I can't really talk about it yet. I have to watch it before I bash it. But just, God, the sheer faggotry of the third episode. The sheer faggotry. It's really hurting me inside, Cure for COVID. I want to watch it. I want to like it, but fucking nigger lolies and faggots, faggy faggots everywhere. Fuck. Sidokin. Sidokin. Your name is Sidokin. That's what it is. Oh well. Sidokin. Bring back Salt Shaker. Yeah, bring him back. Bring back Salt Shaker! Salt Shaker's learning firsthand that the Jews have won and have destroyed the world we live in. And he learned what's gonna happen to America very shortly. America's gonna be fucked. Window Licker says, your sexy burping is so hot. It's hot and it has meaning. The burping has meaning. It's added to the show like the original Rick and Morty. It actually mattered. The alcoholism mattered. Miss Bliss says, the moon landing is as real as wrestling. You need nuclear fission to turn steel to dust. What? What, Miss Bliss? You need nuclear fission to turn steel to dust? No. No. Go take a piece of steel, rub it against another piece of steel. You'll have steel dust in a minute and a half. Fucking A. Ugh, come on. Too much zinc, cesium, barium at the site and tests in the soil for it not to be a nuclear bomb. It was a nuclear bomb. The World Trade Center was a nuclear fucking bomb, Miss Bliss. Really? Are you fucking... You're just shitting me, right? Please tell me. He said... A nuclear bomb the size of a baseball. It was a tactical nuke. They used a tactical nuke. I hope this is a smiley. I hope you're fucking with me. Please, I hope you're fucking with me. Please be fucking with me. You're doing a smiley face. I hope you're fucking with me. God damn it. Tactical nuke burning down the 9/11. Oh my God. Where was the blast? Where's the airwave? Mr. Hatman says, all the facts we know about space come from NASA gatekeepers. In fact, all our information about space comes from the same controlled sources. None of the rovers are real either. I disagree. Going to the moon is the myth of this age that portrays man like a god by the synagogue of Satan. The moon landing is the mother of all conspiracies that strikes at the heart of your sense of identity and nationalism. COVID was the final nail in the coffin for me trusting science. Really, are you going to believe the story given to you by the cabal or your own eyes and intuition? I trust myself. Go buy a fucking telescope, man. Go buy a telescope. Go buy some of Newton's original calculus notes. Go teach yourself calculus, trigonometry, and, you know, that's a hobby. I mean, I keep telling you guys to get into hobby. Blah, 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 blah. Want to get into a hobby? Telescopes, astronomy. Astronomy is a hobby too. Niggy Grinder, Niggy G Grinder. Dude, Niggy G is funny as fuck, man. This guy's humor is like Adult Swim humor, like the shittiest shows when I was a kid humor. I couldn't make this humor if I wanted to. I could not do this dude's humor if I wanted to. It's the shittiest humor. Imagine, it's like the lowest. It's when you scrape the bottom of the barrel and you pull out the shit and you throw it into a pile, okay? What's left in the crevices of that barrel is Niggy G Grinder. Okay, that's the shit in the crevices of the barrel. It takes a skill. Omega Class says, the radiation belt is an issue, but not a major one. Here is why. The time rate of exposure to radiation is the factor. If you sit in radiation, you get cancer. If you go through radiation belt fast, you absorb less radiation. So at 2,500 miles per hour, the time in the radiation zone is minimized. So it's safe to pass through and you don't spend a lot of time in it. Fukushima workers could only spend 5 minutes in the reactor compartment and then they had to leave for risk problems. The Russians don't give a fuck. For Chernobyl, so all the workers died. Yeah. Well, all the people, spoilers, dude, all the people doing the Fukushima reactor died too. All those people working that Fukushima reactor have died of cancer now. They were heroes to their country. And they sacrificed their lives just like the people in Chernobyl, like the Russians. I mean, it's this, the Fukushima reactor is almost, it's identical to Chernobyl almost, really. Except they didn't pour... Did they pour 100 tons of concrete? I mean, it's basically still dumping nuclear water into the ocean right now, right? I mean, they just have tanks and tanks and tanks and tanks of nuclear ocean water that they're now going to pump back into the ocean, right? So, I mean, how's it any different than Chernobyl except it's a Chernobyl in the middle of the ocean where they're going to put the water back in the ocean? So everything's going to be fucking nuclear now. Just their fish are going to be nuclear. The land's going to be nuclear. Everything's new. You can't get steel now that isn't fucking ruined by us dropping those bombs. We fucked all steel up because of radiation that's just in our atmosphere innately now because of those bombs. We won't get pure steel like we used to anymore. So that's the show, guys. Thank you for commenting. I love reading my comments from my friends. I love talking to you guys. I'm not right about everything. So thanks for debating me. I like talking with you. Keep the conversation going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
When Apollo 11 successfully landed on the moon, perhaps the most spectacular demonstration of the technology they had developed was the massive Saturn V with its F1 engines. But the piece of technology that perhaps has had the most profound effect throughout the world is in fact the computer at the heart of the lunar module and the command module, the Apollo guidance computer. This computer would read the control status, it would read the sensor inputs, and it could either fly the spacecraft directly or it could provide fly-by-wire capabilities. It would plot orbits and navigate to landings. And while it wasn't the fastest computer in the world at the time, it represented a huge leap in terms of computational density, the amount of processing power you could put into a small enough space that it could fly on board a spacecraft where weight was the number one constraint. The early versions of the computer were still very large, containing racks full of equipment and a whole bunch of discrete transistor logic, but the advent of the integrated circuit let them compress many transistors into a tiny piece of silicon. Each computer used over 4,000 of these integrated circuits, and there's a pretty strong argument that the huge demand that this created was enough to kickstart the chip industry in the US, which ultimately led to the advent of Silicon Valley. The design, the fabrication techniques, the software development strategies, those all ultimately helped make the computer industry what it is. And so everything we do today with computers owes quite a serious debt to this very early compact computer. The last time we know this computer was used was during the Apollo-Soyuz test project in 1975. Versions of the computer did actually end up controlling a submersible and a fly-by-wire aircraft, but this pretty much means that nobody's run any of these computers in over 40 years. Until just recently. If you've been following Curious Mark on YouTube, then over the last few months you'll have been able to see this team's progress in resurrecting a formerly broken guidance computer. And back in June, I got to pay them a visit in their temporary workshop at exactly the right moment where they got everything working. Now, I've got to be clear, this is the core computer. The Disky is an emulated device, it's not a real thing. In fact, they started out by trying to write data to the memory using a simulator on a computer.
Can you do all ones except the last parity bit? Except the parity bit.
I can't control what parity it generates, but I can write all the ones in.
So we should have. So before you do it, the expected result is all the lines should be green except the one before last bit on the left.
Yeah.
So, go for it. Yeah, so you wrote it always one, and then since we have the wrong bit on the parity, if you read it back,
looks like we're getting the right answer.
Oh, blinking lights.
On his own memory?
Yeah, on his own memory.
Okay, so that is cool. Yes! Woo!
All right.
Bravo, mission landed.
It's only 2.2. We have almost landed. For us, it's the equivalent of the moon landing.
It passed, Complete passage of self-tests.
So, I'm sorry, you repaired Jimmy. You have a fully repaired AGC.
This is... Now, I'm going to admit right away, I cannot keep up with the level of electronics that these guys are throwing at me, but I am absolutely gobsmacked at the amount of effort they have put into this project. They have spent time scraping away the potting compound so they can access components. Their memory, one of their memory banks had bit 15 broken. Now, the memory banks actually came with 16 bits, but the 16th bit was a parity bit. It was like a check bit. What did they do? They rewired their memory reading circuit for that bank so that bit 15 would become bit 16 and they would just always pass the parity check. That just blows my mind that they were able to do that. And even more amazingly, when they booted it up for the very first time and they were verifying that they could read their erasable memory, this is the computer's RAM, they immediately dumped all of the RAM that they could get onto a computer. And that meant that they were getting the program state from 45 years ago, the last time this thing had been booted up and it had shut down, its program state was frozen in memory. I mean, the magnetic disks and the flash memory, they're not guaranteed to last that long by any means, but this is supposed to be erasable memory. They were able to find out what it was running, or at least get an idea, and they were able to figure out where it was, because of course it used inertial navigation, and that meant that it had to know its latitude and longitude, so they figured out it was at the Johnson Space Center, I think. Normally in flight, the Apollo guidance computer would have its program stored on something called core rope memory. That is a type of memory where the bits are literally woven into the memory by passing a wire through tiny ferrite cores. Obviously, this would take a long time to fabricate the thousands of bits of memory, so they're in the labs in testing, they would use something called core rope simulators, and that's what this hardware comes with. So they were able to figure out how to interface with these simulators and essentially allow it to run any code that they could find.
So this is the world's currently the only running Apollo guidance computer. Mm-hmm. It has working core memory after a great deal of effort, right? A yes. Herculean effort, as I understand it.
Yep.
The rope memory is emulated essentially, but using old era appropriate hardware. And then you've got all these patch cords coming out the front that are all SCSI, and you've got this disky, which is like Arduino or something? Or
yes,
yeah, so it's Arduino. It just looks the part, but it's functionally very, very different. But that is one wonderful-looking connector at the back there. I love that.
So here's what one of the patches look like on that.
There, so you box. Opened up the core memory and or opened up the...
Current driver.
Yeah, the current driver, okay. So you patched that to make it work.
So we had,
and it was potted.
Yeah, we had three failures in that module. We had two dead diodes that were just completely open circuit. So we had to drill in on both sides in two different places and then drill out the diode and replace it with the same part number they're still made. And then the significantly worst failure was over here. This module is the last remaining piece of core transistor logic from the Mod 1B. That MIT developed.
Wow.
So these are tape wound magnetic cores that flip in polarity like a core memory. And as they flip, they generate a potential across these coils and then switch on these transistors.
Yeah.
We had two coils that were shorted together with 4 ohms. So and these cores are impossible to find them.
Right. There's no
one in the middle of the pot.
Right. And they're just encased in epoxy and like this little ring. Mm-hmm.
How did you fix that then?
So what we did was we completely disconnected this winding and then disconnected this transistor and replaced it with a PNP and hooked it up to this winding instead.
So when it went the opposite direction, it would fire the other transistor. So one winding would activate one or the other depending on which way the core was flipping.
Right. So we have one winding controlling two transistors instead of each transistor having its own winding.
And that works then, huh?
Apparently, yeah. Okay, so you ready?
One, two.
Let's go.
Okay, it is a little bit of force.
There we go. Erasable memory module, sense amplifier.
Logic module.
Logic, oh my.
All the digital logics in tray A here.
So we can pull out any of these modules that you want to see.
Yeah. Wow. They're beautiful.
They are. All of them are beautiful. So our memory is only working 15 bits, but that's all we need to run programs.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. So very carefully. So you put all these connectors down the sides.
2K 15-bit words. Mm-hmm. Folded and folded and folded.
RCA, Radio Corporation of America, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they were one of the suppliers of the core stack inside.
So it was before they were just making, disk collections.
Yep. They made the cores inside, and then they made the...
Oh, NASA assembly. Manufactured by Raytheon. So erasable memory module. Okay. Oh, and this one has potting stuff removed.
Yeah, these are the three fixes we had to do.
You've patched hardware, right?
Both here and there, we had to drill out that.
Yeah,
it's a dead diode.
That was a dead diode.
This is where I need some close-ups on this.
Yes.
And then if you look on the other side, you can see our aftermarket transistor that we used to fix our...
Oh, wow.
Our broken coil.
This is exquisite.
This one is the one that stores the current instruction and decodes it.
fucking weight and expectation here, you know? Logic module.
Here's your logic module.
Let me just pan over it first. Mm-hmm. Look at all those. These are... I mean, these are all basically the same chip, and it's what is a, the way this room, the way this is designed is the PCB just routes the signals and the to all these logic gates, and they're all NOR gates.
Every chip is a dual 3-input NOR gate. Right. It feels like there should be more out there.
Okay. And this is the multiple layers.
Yep, three layers.
So how, I mean, how do you do that when you're manufacturing it?
So there's a machine that was also used with mainframe computers in the era that's automated. You give it a bunch of punch cards to tell it where to hook the wire.
And it would just go
And you would have to... it knew how to do the routing to try to minimize the number of wires that go through any junctions that would get too thick.
Right, because you
not necessarily take
three layers.
Not necessarily take the shortest path.
Right, and you don't want it from the bottom layer of one to the top of the other.
So it was pretty sophisticated routing software.
Right, and so this is so that they didn't print PCBs or something. Is that what's
They don't use any soldering in the machine at all. It's all welded or it's wire wrapped. Because soldering wouldn't withstand the vibration. Wasn't reliable enough.
But I doubt they could get a PCB this big. Not in that era.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So these ropes, you're also giving it like a memory state as well when you start up. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You do?
So my friend Nicholas Boyk, who is one of the main developers on NASSP, took a snapshot of the virtual AGC memory in a simulated and sent it to me so I can load the NASSP snapshot into the real AGC.
Cool.
So that's what I'm loading here. So now that just said all the erasable memory. I'm going to inject a restart. Proceed. So now... now it should let me go to P63. There we go.
It says 36, so I think
yes.
There's a...
So the documentation said the program word one and digit one and two were reversed from all the others, from verb and noun. Obviously the documentation is wrong. So I will update that firmware. I mean, it bothered me, but it had the digits reversed.
It looks like it has everything else, right? I feel kind of bad every time I run this scenario, just because it freaks out so badly about not having all of these things attached
to
it.
Computer.
It's like a headless. Well, no, it's like a body missing all its limbs.
Yeah.
It's nice to see the display like they would have saw it in the space.
It is.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's relation towards a solution.
There it is. Okay. Well, there.
That's how to find the command module.
Yep, which is racing away from us.
Right.
But if we wait, it'll come back around.
Yep.
That is marvelous. There's no one cheering here. That was the only thing.
Woohoo! Yes.
So look, this is an amazing achievement, and you know, massive amounts of respect to the people that have managed to make this work. And you definitely go over to Curious Mark's channel, watch the 23 plus episodes that they've actually made on this subject. In the most recent ones, they are actually using the Apollo guidance computer plugged into a simulator to fly the simulated version, and I just find that amazing.